This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, let's go at 20.
Time.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
Wow. I guess my coughs aren't so bad anymore.
You said 20 and my brain registered it as 30, and I don't know why. I was like, oh, I'll wait for the following zero after this. That was so funny.
Aaron went to take a drink at 20, which is the best.
Oh, I was like, I got 10 seconds. You're, pretty cool.
You're on a date with someone in LA and it's like, so you're 30. No, I'm 20. Oh, no.
My brain swaps 30 with 20. It's just something I do.
Yeah, it's sort of a dangerous game. Okay, I'm ready. You have to wait before you go down the episode. They have to give me the okay down there. You can't go down.
I know. I've just been waiting up here for like a super long time, and no one's gone down in a super long time, so it feels like I should
Excuse me. I'm trying to get down to the episode.
Yeah, this is the line to get down to the episode,
buddy. I think a kid is stuck in the slide. What?
Sorry, I don't know. Let me get my badge out here. I'm Adel Rafai. I'm one of the hosts.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's host here. Everyone has that badge. What?
This is the host line. I'm JPC. I'm one of the hosts of the show.
That kid stuck in the slide is one of the hosts?
Yeah, that's Erin. She's stuck in the slide.
That makes sense.
We know scared. For sure she's stuck in that slide.
Yeah, they would have given me the okay that she came out the other end. But I'm just a teen who just tells you when it's time to go down the slide.
Oh, sure. Can I take a stab at what happened here?
Sure.
If you say that that's a kid, I think what happened is Erin de-aged herself to where she's a child, and then halfway down the slide, she re-aged to how old she really is, and then got stuck.
Okay, that could be it. That could be it. But
this
you can't
is just
go down
a guess.
Yet.
Just a guess from me, because I kind of watched it because I was right behind her as she went down. Normally, I feel like you're supposed to go down kind of like, you know, across your chest and go down like with the slide. I saw her go down like perpendicular to the slide. She kind of folded her body like a taco and to shoot herself down. But it looks painful.
Good for her. It sounds like she's getting more flexible. Yeah. I know that she was working on that.
Well, maybe not. And so,
no, I mean, fair is fair. You'd have to be really flexible to do what she did.
Since we have your ear for the time being, you're a teen. Do you listen to the show? How often?
Okay, you can go.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't hear anything all clear or anything like that.
I just don't really want to talk to you guys, but I'm sure she's fine in there and I'm sure you'll get through the slide fine.
I want to stand here talking to a fucking teen about some fucking creep. I don't want to talk to some teen I don't fucking know. Fuck you.
You're still talking to me, so it sounds like
I'm yelling at you. An adult can yell at a teen and it's fine.
Lame. All right. Go ahead. Go down. Go ahead.
I'm Adel Rafai. Wee.
I'm JPC. Wee.
Hey guys, it's me, Aaron. I'm stuck in the slide.
Move. Taco.
We're just stuck in this episode now, okay?
Oh, welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle, a podcast where we solve riddles and do improv. And we kind of did both in that opening, if you think about it.
You got to add, we legally can't say improv or riddles without a hint of irony. So make sure you really sell. We do riddles and improv.
Aaron, can
yes,
I just
I'm
say
sorry.
Your new catchphrase should be "Move how."
To Aaron's point, our lawyer, a dog wearing a cape, did tell us that we have to use irony when we describe the podcast, or else we can be legally liable for that. So
we're not trying to undo how professional he is by pointing out that he is a dog wearing a cape. We think it's great that he's a dog in a cape. He's also one of the best lawyers in the country, so I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, and he's a viceroy.
and a Grand Moff.
And he's a boxer.
Sorry, I don't mean he's a viceroy. He's Vice's Rookie of the Year. He works for Vice, the TV station slash magazine, and he's their employee slash Rookie of the Year.
He's a complicated kind of fella. Dog That's wearing cool. a cape.
I should say he does work for Vice. Last we checked, but routinely they do lay off about a third of their staff year.
Sure.
So he could not have that job anymore. We haven't checked.
What happened? How did we get here? What's up, guys?
Guys, I got something to say.
What's up?
I know this is a hot topic. It's going to get me in absolute fucking hot water. But I was driving back to my apartment today, and I saw a person who was a dead fucking ringer for Santa Claus. Looked
what?
Very, very much like Santa Claus. And my stupid fucking brain saw this person, clocked this person. And what was the first thought that went in my head? That motherfucker looks just like Detective Crashmore. That's what my brain did. My brain told me that the person who looked exactly like Santa Claus looked like Detective Crashmore. And if you haven't watched, I think you should leave season two. You should absolutely do so.
Well, I think that's exactly what Santa, the real Santa, would want you to think. He'd want you to think that he was someone else.
But here's my question, and I guess that this is a hot take. But my question is, if you're a person who looks... There is not a person that exists who looks like Santa Claus who doesn't know that they look like Santa Claus, right? Okay. They know that the vibe that they're going for is Santa Claus, right?
I don't know. I think maybe the vibe they were going for was biker and then they got old.
Yeah, I guess so. But like no one looks like, maybe someone does, like a young Santa Claus. So as you age, you have to know, like, I'm getting closer to Santa Claus. Like, I was biker, like ZZ Top originally, but now it's just Santa Claus.
Well, you can't control your hair turning gray or white.
But it's a style thing, because you can control the length of the beard and the length of the hair, right? Like, so if you're like an older dude who's got the long hair and the big scraggly beard... That's like a Santa choice,
have long
right?
Hair?
But here's the thing.
How short is Santa's hair?
He doesn't have like a crew cut.
I'm going to look him up.
Here's the thing.
She's looking up Santa, who doesn't exist, to see what, how long his hair is.
I'm really doing it too. It would be a lot more helpful if he didn't wear a fucking hat all the time.
Yeah, that's true. It's at least medium length though, right?
He kind of has like hockey hair.
Oh.
Sort of like, it's like kind of short, but like wavy. Like, okay. Because he has hat, he's like permanent hat hair.
Sure.
Santa hair. Oh, yeah. Some people show him balding. This is very confusing. He looks a lot like Jesus sometimes. Adel, were you saying something far more important than what I'm doing?
I couldn't possibly be saying anything.
Okay. I'm going to look up Santa without a hat.
Anyways, my thought process was that, like, if it were me and I had the long beard and the long hair and it started going like just a shock of white, I would know that I was going to be looking like, because Santa's such a specific look that I feel like you'd really have to like play away from it or else you end up just looking like Santa. People have to know.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like if you try and play away from it, if you get like a mohawk or you dress like hip and young, then what people say is like, oh no, that guy looks like Santa as if he was trying to be hip. So I think you have to embrace it.
Yeah.
You do have to lean into it. And I feel like your style choices have to be like a lot of red fur with black trim and white piping, because I think it's better for people to say that guy looks like Santa than that guy looks like JCPenney Santa.
Gotcha.
That guy
looks like, that makes sense.
You know, that guy looks like 1920s Santa or Paul F. Tompkins
Santa.
Okay,
that is my type.
Excuse me?
The thing that really did it for me with this guy that made me think he looks like a Crashmore, which aka Santa, was this guy had suspenders on. And I just don't think I've seen a person wear suspenders unless they were like in one of those like you know, hipster
movies?
Bands in 2009. Like, I just don't think I've seen someone wear suspenders.
The last time I saw somebody wear suspenders was truly Arcade Fire Show.
Oh, yeah. See, I called it.
It makes me think of like children at christenings and first Holy Communions. I feel like little children wear it to church sometimes.
Oh, interesting. Have you ever owned suspenders at all? I don't think I ever have.
Never. I think I had to. I'm sorry. I did once. There was a play I did in college.
Yes.
Where I had to wear suspenders.
I wore them in a play in high school.
No way.
Yeah. The only time I've ever worn suspenders was in a play.
I can't remember the name of the play.
I have a question for you guys.
Sure.
Yes.
In regards to Santa.
Okay.
Which I really want to get to the bottom of it with his hair, because in some of these drawings, I'm seeing him with no hair or a lot of hair or a little bit of hair. And it's all over the board and it's starting to, I don't know, piss me off.
Sure.
So yeah, I wanted to ask you two, who is like the Santa in TV and movies? Who is canon Santa?
Santa, it has to have like a cascade of silver hair that kind of almost curls.
But what movie or TV show?
Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay, Miracle 100%. Okay, let's see what his hair looks like.
That's Santa. To me, in my house, that's Santa.
I don't even know. I think that this is the Santa that I'm thinking of. But to me, Santa is like the Coca-Cola Santa.
Mm.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Big polar bear.
Big polar bear. And that, I think that Coca-Cola Santa has short hair. I don't think he has long hair. But it's like, I mean, with Santa, it's 90% about the beard anyway. It draws you away from the hair. Plus the hat, you know, it's just hidden under that hat.
Can I just say, I think the original ASMR is the Coca-Cola commercials with the polar bears. Because I remember being a kid and hearing the sounds of that and being like, what's this sensation? Because look up that commercial. It's a lot of polar bears going, and then there's like the twist of a cap and like the release of carbonation.
Sure.
It's such a turn on.
So both of your Santas have very little hair. They
yeah.
have a little bit of hair, but it's very little. And so Tim Allen is not your Santa Claus.
No, not necessarily.
Well, I never said that.
Not necessarily.
I voted for Jill Stein.
Yeah, my Santa was busted for trafficking cocaine. And he's a hardcore Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me know what Santa is your Santa.
Aaron, what's your Santa?
My Santa is the Santa from the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh.
He is the true Santa Claus.
So long always hair? Changing, ever evolving?
Yes. Always different every year.
I will say this is the second episode that we've done in September that we've talked about Santa for way too long. So
we're excited.
We're just excited. And I'm excited, too, to get into some of these ritties and puzzies.
Before we do, Jacob, can I offer one very quick suggestion? I'll try and make it very quick.
Addle, please take all the time you want. I have no regard for our listeners.
Thank you, Your Honor. In the next 10 years or so, can someone, whether it be us or anyone at all, can we start doing, like, on Halloween, there's, like, goth Santa? Like, there's a Santa that wears all black leather.
Yeah.
He has a real tight beard, maybe like short hair,
mm-hmm.
but just like, maybe a cool haircut, but just like...
He sounds hot.
Like a darker, more sinister goth Santa?
Yeah, that sounds like a My Chemical Romance thing too, right? Isn't that what the Black Parade is? It's the Black Macy's Day Parade?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I love it. Solved. Okay.
Okay. And Mariah and I bought a house. Okay, here's your first warm-up riddle.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Just everybody, just giving you my little life update.
And it's an amazing, beautiful house. It's a bungalow, just like mine, and it's very close to me.
I live very, very close to Adel. So
we're now neighbors.
Adel and I keep getting closer, and Aaron keeps getting further and further and further.
And I got the hell out of Dodge.
What does this tell? What is going on? What is happening here?
Aaron. Am I the problem? What's up?
Dodge is a sponsor. Say a different car.
I got the hell out of Toyota Corolla.
Thank you.
Okay, well, then we just blew that potential sponsorship.
Can't have more than one car sponsor you.
Okay, I got a warm-up-y, I think a more warm-up-y-esque riddle. This one is coming from Sabrina and Blake. And Sabrina and Blake signed their email, Keefin' It Real.
Ooh.
Aaron, how does that make you feel?
Love it.
Pretty good, pretty special. Thank you.
Okay, here's the riddle. What legume doesn't come in a can, doesn't taste good, and can't be cooked?
A cat's toes.
Ooh, a cat's toes. Now, do cat's toes smell like beans?
Toe beans.
Adel, I got to tell you, that's nothing.
Okay. I had to try. JBC, right? I had to try.
Yeah. Your Honor, I had to try.
Toe beans.
I sing that whenever I grab fries or brisket's little foot.
Do they look like beans? Is that
they
what?
They do look like beans.
They look like little beans, yeah.
But they look like pinto or navy beans.
What is a legume?
It's a beans.
It's a bean?
It's peanuts are legumes, right? But peanuts come in cans.
Do
well,
jelly
hold on.
Beans count?
Oh, yeah. Aaron, do jelly beans count, JPC?
They do, and I guess they don't taste good, but I think that they can be cooked.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm collecting a bunch of jelly beans in cans for the apocalypse.
That's fun. Do jelly beans last? I bet they last. I bet they have a huge shelf life on them.
Yeah, because they're just like all basically plastic. Yeah. I don't think I've had a jelly bean in 10 years. Do they still exist?
They do. The only jelly beans I've had in maybe the last 20 years have been the ones that came out where it's like, is this cucumber or is it vomit?
The Birdie Bots every
Harry
flavor
Potter
beans
ones?
Or whatever?
They have those. And then there's ones that are more that aren't like branded.
Oh, okay.
They kind of just stole the idea, or I don't know what came first. But those are the only jelly beans I've had. But I remember the buttered popcorn jelly bellies.
Oh, yeah.
I remember being obsessed with those.
This is going to be super niche, but if you live in the South Shore of Massachusetts, whenever I think of jelly beans, I smell the candy store Popolos in Hingham. So 8 people are going to know that reference. Tweet at me and let me know what kind of fudge was your favorite fudge from Popolos.
And Aaron, go ahead and give us, I know that Popolos did some local TV commercials, so just go ahead and give us that Popolos jingle.
If you want to get your kid a fucking gift that's candy, go to fucking Popolos. Popolos, we're in the South Shore. Come on, come out, come here.
Popolos, do not fucking hold the responsibility for what your kids do, you motherfucker. Keep your kids on a fucking leash.
You'll see us for Valentine's Day and Easter and then not again.
I know that, I don't know that this is necessarily something that I like have a sense memory from, especially with spaghetti, but I know that some people say like dog feet, like dog paws, smell like popcorn or like corn chips.
Oh, I've heard that.
I'm not really smelling my dog's feet that often.
Oh, you're not going to get
wrong.
A little whiff of those paws?
No, I'll get a little whiff of her snoot.
So spaghetti doesn't especially like to be pet. So sometimes when you're petting her, she'll just take her foot and put it on your face and like push your face back with her foot. So sometimes you just get some smell when you didn't even want it.
And you're getting some literal pushback.
You're getting pushback. Yeah.
Thank you.
Ooh.
That's a big sneeze.
That scared me.
That scared everybody.
I didn't even cover my mouth because I was so surprised.
That came on so suddenly.
That was scary.
Aaron,
I'm sorry, everybody.
Aaron, take the fear that you just felt and magnify it by JPC and I not knowing that it was coming on. You at least had
either.
A warning.
I had no warning.
She had barely more warning than we got when that sneeze came out.
That came out of nowhere.
Aaron, I was talking to Mariah earlier today, and we were loading stuff into my car to take over to the new place, and a sneeze came on. I was outside. A sneeze came on that speed on me, and I had my hands full, and I just like looked basically down at myself, and I could just feel my entire arm getting wet, and I was like, I gotta go inside now. You take this, please. I have to go inside now.
This is the end of my day today. I think I gotta call it.
Oh my god, I hate a big surprise sneeze.
Can we hear this riddle again?
Legume.
What legume doesn't come in a can, doesn't taste good, and can't be cooked?
So this is Charles Schulz peanuts.
Adel, that is an excellent.
Yeah,
that
that's
is
a really good
excellent
one.
Answer to this.
I think see that's a scene. An. Oh, go ahead.
I think it works. I think it totally works. It's not what Sabrina and Blake had, but.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
JPC, you are Lucy. Aaron, you've had enough of this football bullshit, and you're going to call it like you see it.
Okay, Charlie Brown, I'm going to hold
Please
the football.
Please don't do this to me.
Well, we're just playing football.
Please.
We're just practicing your kicks. I'm going to hold the football. You run, you kick it, and just see how far you can kick it, and that's football.
What is it? Do you hate yourself? Do you hate yourself, Lucy? Do you need me to hate me too so you have some company in this? What do you need? What do you need?
No, I don't
Lucy,
hate myself.
Lucy, you give everyone around here therapy for 5 cents. You're giving my sister therapy for 5 cents. You're trying to figure out Linus's blanket thing. God bless you. You're obsessed with fucking Schroeder, okay? You know who I think needs the therapy, Lucy? You.
No, I'm fine. I don't need therapy. I just... I just do this football trick because it's funny.
Because it's funny? Lucy?
Yeah.
Hurt people, and you're hurting me. And now I'm hurt, so I'm going to try to hurt you, okay? Go to some therapy. Leave me alone. I am a bald child with a little bit of hair on the top. I'm going to be compared to Caillou.
Okay.
I'm wearing the ugliest shirt in the world.
I'm sorry.
I guess I'm sorry. I'm a melancholy, depressed child, and that's the point of the series, is that I'm getting abused by my friend. What is this, Lucy?
I guess I'm sorry. I guess I didn't know that it was
really... Oh, you're guessing? I feel like we should know. But you can guess. No, guess. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I know that I was wrong. I apologize. I know that I was wrong.
I've had 16 back surgeries, Lucy. My chiropractor bills are out of control. I do physical therapy, chiropractor. I'm doing.
Do you want to just kick the football? I feel so bad.
No, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. I have trust issues now. I'm going to fucking craniosacral therapy. I have a healer. I'm trying everything to try to get my back.
Okay, and breathe in, breathe in, breathe in the good grief, breathe out the bad grief. Okay. And can you give me an arg?
Arg. Okay. You treat Kathy too, don't you?
I do. And Garfield.
Yeah, I understand.
On Tuesday.
All right, you know what? I'm going to give her another chance. You're right.
Okay.
I'm going to give Lucy one more chance.
Remember, it's not her fault that Snoopy's dead, okay? He was dancing in the street.
She hit him with her car.
He was dancing in the street, okay? He looked up and down, but not left and right when he dances, right?
Yeah.
So bury that anger, okay? Mm-hmm. And give Lucy a real shot.
Sorry, you're talking to me, but all I hear is womp, 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 womp. But I'm going to give her a shot. Okay, Lucy.
Hey, Charlie Brown, God, I haven't seen you in a couple weeks. What's going on?
I'm sorry to wake you. Here's a football, and I just need you to not move it. Okay, we're going to do it, and we're going to do it right.
Oh, my God.
It's going to heal both of us.
I'm good now. I'm in a much better place. I've made a lot of peace with who I was back then. I've moved on. Yeah,
Lucy.
Yeah. I started going to therapy, and it instantly clicked. It's like it was like a weight off my shoulders. I'm like a completely different person.
Wait, piano in the house. Are you here with Schroeder? Are you guys together?
Well, we're not technically official yet, but yeah, I guess I could say, like, we're really happy. It's just we're kind of exploring and trying to make this what it is.
Lucy, please,
I love the football thing for you.
Come out in the rain with me, please. Just, I need to kick this football, please, Lucy, please.
Charlie, I give you permission to kick the football yourself. Okay, you never
need someone to hold it.
You never needed me. Hey, Charlie,
don't shut the door on me.
Have a really great life,
Lucy.
Have a really fun life.
We're gathered here today to bury one Charles G. Brown. He died like he lived trying to kick a football. Unfortunately, he...
Hey, everybody. Lucy here just to pop in. We're actually having a big party across the street. If anyone wants to come, $5 a head. Ladies get in free. First 200 dudes at the door. And then it cuts off.
That was a whole play.
Not only was that a full play, but I think that was, to date, the longest scene that we've done on Hayward.
What? That can't be right.
You're right. It's not. What legume doesn't come in a can, doesn't taste good, and can't be cooked?
P.S. I have to say, I love that Charlie Brown had 16 back surgeries.
Yeah.
Such an insane detail.
Oh, a human bean.
Or a child.
Is it human bean?
No, human beans canonically taste excellent, and they can be cooked.
Is this a thing that actually has bean in the name of it? Or is it like a pun?
Yes.
It does.
So, it is, bean is literally in the name of it, but it's like, it would be, you would never want to eat this bean. You know this bean. And this is something that's probably not necessarily part of your like everyday life, but I guarantee you've stumbled across this type of bean.
I got it. JPC,
what is it?
Is this the answer?
No. Oh, drink the water.
Yoda?
Mr. Bean.
It is not.
Hard.
Mr. Bean.
Can I just say, it's very hard to do a Mr. Bean impression over a podcast.
I don't know. You seem to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you nailed it. I mean, we didn't get it, but you did a good job.
Oh, no, 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 no.
You sound like Miss Piggy.
Yeah, okay, there is a little bit of Miss Piggy in there.
Interesting. Uh-huh. Is it Mr. Bean?
Annie.
No, it is not Mr. Bean. It is not Mr. Bean. It's an object. It's not a person. It is an object.
L.L. Bean.
Ooh, Aaron, that's it.
Aaron, that's a really great guess. It is not L.L. Bean. Okay, so let me think about this. I would certainly say that this type of bean is not very comfortable.
Bean bag.
Oh, bean bag.
Oh, man, I gave that away, huh? Yeah, it is a bean from a bean bag chair.
Well, some of our answers worked. Peanuts worked. L.L. Bean. L.L. Bean. Keep the same backpack for 20 years.
A lot of that works. I also don't know. Is it beans that are in a beanbag chair? Is it real beans?
It's plastic beads.
Plastic beads. Oh.
So wait, are they called bead bags? And we've been hearing it wrong?
I wish.
Is this like a Berenstain Bears situation?
I wish they were called beanbag chairs.
Somebody cross-stitched something I said about a beanbag and then sent me a picture of it over Instagram that was like, ooh, I'd rather, wow. I forget what it said. I don't remember what I said. If anyone remembers what I said about a beanbag, but it's like, I'd rather gouge my own eyes out than
have somebody I like see me get up from a beanbag.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I want to see a scene. Aaron, you're going to be working at a department store. Everything that you are selling in this department store is going to be like one letter off, right? So you're not going to be selling anything that is like a real thing that people want to buy. It's all of those things that is just kind of one letter off. Adel, you're going to be a customer in this department store just looking for some help finding the items that you're looking for.
Hello, sir. Could I interest you in some perfume?
No.
What was that?
Perfume. I can just give you a little sample right here. Spritz.
Oh, please.
Spritz.
No. Please. No.
Here you go.
Is this perfume for a car?
Oh, this is carfume. It's confusing. No, it's we have perfume for a car this way, but this is kind of perfume for a human that smells like car smells.
Oh.
So it smells like sort of gasoline and oil.
Oh, yeah. It's very bad. Yeah, I'm just looking for, it's my buddy's 27th, and he's a real goofball. So I'm looking for like a fun, something fun and silly, like a lava lamp or like, you know, like a Newton's cradle, just something weird and fun. And I decided to come to Sponsor's Gifts.
Oh, well, you're in the right place. We have so much fun stuff at Sponsor's Gifts. Well, if you walk this way.
Okay.
We have a guava lamp.
Okay. It looks
there's
like it's
rotten fruit in it. Yeah, it's rotten. There's lots of flies. Other stuff over
there's
here.
There's a Java lamp. It just seems like it's filled with coffee.
Yeah,
it kind of looks like liquid shit.
It's disgusting. We haven't sold a single one of these.
I can't imagine why.
What was the other thing that you said you wanted?
Oh, like a Newton's cradle. Do you know, it's like the four balls that are on strings and they hit each other and bounce back and forth. Like a desk, right?
We have that, but with the Newton cookies. It makes no sound, and they immediately sort of just flop together.
Yeah, it's not really a perpetual motion machine when it's Fig Newtons.
Yeah, it's Fig Newtons. Cradle.
Oh, maybe here's something that I know you have to have. Maybe like a glow in the dark poster.
We have a coaster that doesn't show up in any light. Is that
Excuse
what you
me?
Need?
I mean, I don't want it. But can I see it?
You know what? Let me bring out my manager. He knows a lot more about our...
Okay, that's fair.
Hey, Kyle, this customer is looking for a fun gift for their friend. Anything to recommend?
Okay. Yeah, I can recommend something. Could you do me a favor? We have a teen up front who's trying to buy some Magnum condoms, and we need to do a price check. So I was about to announce it over the store.
For a condom?
Exactly. All right, yeah, I'll take care.
Thank you so much. Sir, you were looking for like a fun gift?
Yeah, something fun. Like I noticed you have this rack of koi chains, which are just looks like keychains with dead koi fish on them.
Exactly.
Something like that, but not, it seems like a lot of stuff here is smelly.
What's your price range?
I'd say anywhere from like $30 to $400.
Oh, $400. Okay, big spender. Would be interested in a flammock? Now, this is for your yard. Okay. Are you fire resistant?
I can be.
Okay, good. Then a flammock would maybe be right up your alley.
Okay, and is that a flaming hammock?
It is, yeah. Wow, you're smart.
Thank you.
Picked up on that quick. Yeah, it's a hammock that would be on fire, which is why it's a little lower on the price range.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fun, but I guess it's not funny. So
are you into music?
I am.
We have CGs.
Oh.
We have CGs from all your favorite bands.
I'm back. I sold that teen some worth control, too. Just to be excellent. Safe helps you plan financially.
Yeah.
Who's Joni Hendrix?
Oh, you're going to love Joni Hendrix. Oh, have you ever heard the Star Strangle Blender?
Scene.
Somehow not enough changed and too much changed with these trying to say Star Spangled Banner.
By the way, that is my whole life, because I don't think Mariah sometimes has to stop me and she has to be like, please just tell me what you're talking about, because I don't know what scrambled eggs are. Like, I what am I getting? If I say, I'm like, Mariah, do you want any scrambled eggs? And she's like, what? Could we please
be anything.
And you're like, well, you said yes, and now I stomped on the eggs in the floor, and that's how I cook them.
I don't know what 32 years on this earth has done to me that I have lost all interest in the way that words should be. And now I'm like, you know what? I'm going to spend the rest of my life just making up new words.
I love it.
So you admit it, 32 years on this earth, which means you were on a different planet before that.
We knew it.
I'm sorry. A different earth.
Oh.
I was at it was like a different alternate timeline. Yeah, yeah. I spent some time there too. So I'm 41, I guess.
Did you say some 41?
I'm sub 41. Star Scrambled Mandler. Okay. We have another riddle.
Yes.
This one is billed as a lightning riddle. So I'm going to say it fast, and you're going to have to come up with the answer fast. And this one, they don't give me permission to use their name, so I won't. But I will say that they are from Australia.
Cool.
So this is a riddle from Down Under. And they say, loving the podcast. Here's a lightning riddle. I hope you like them. And then they also gave another one. I hope you like them. I think Aaron will like them. So maybe because they're from Australia, they think Aaron's going to like it.
I'm excited.
Here we go. If you spell post, P-O-S-T, and you spell most, M-O-S-T, how do you spell what you put in the toaster?
B-R-E-A-D.
B-R-E-A-D. Correct.
Oh, bread, because it's not toast. You don't put toast in the toaster.
You do not put toast in the real, toaster. You do if you want to ruin your toast.
Here's the real riddle. Uh-huh. Why do they think that Aaron would like that? She's gluten-free.
So they may have been referring to the rest of the riddles multiple. Now, they submitted multiple, and this is from 2018, so guess what? We've used some of them before. But if you, dear listeners, are interested in what riddle they submitted that we haven't used before, maybe we have, who fucking knows, you will find the answer to that question right after this brief commercial interruption.
No, please.
Wait, no, JPC, if we cut to commercial, we die.
What?
Yes, it's too late.
Is that a new thing? Hold on, let me check my email from HeadGum. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
JPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC and Adel on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like from Scuba Grandmother's... Steve from, not Billy Madison,
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. And they love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Oh, it's so weird to have our consciences in these brand new bodies.
Yeah, I don't hate it.
But I guess this is the new norm. Anytime we cut to commercial, we have to put our conscious in a new vessel.
Yeah, and I guess when you say this is the new norm, can we all acknowledge that we're all like characters from Cheers? Because I feel like this is the new Cliff for me.
And I'm Coach.
And I'm a little annoyed that I'm not Cliff.
Classic Diane.
Which is weird because I'm Sam.
This is the new norm. Norm!
And if you ever watched Cheers, some of that will make sense to you.
My mom loved Coach. And when I started watching Cheers a few years ago, she went, "Be careful. You're going to be devastated when Coach dies." And she was right. She was like, "Don't get me wrong. I love Woody. I love him. But he's no Coach."
One day Coach went upstairs and he never came back down.
It's really sad.
Can we just also admit that character was the dumbest SOB alive?
He was supposed to be.
The whole point. okay, so we're still in our Australian riddles. Nothing about these riddles I think is particularly Australian, but we're here. So here's the other riddle that they submitted.
Okay.
You have two lengths of rope and a flame. Each rope takes an hour to burn from end to end. But because the thickness of each rope isn't uniform, some parts may burn faster than others. How can you measure 15 minutes?
With your watch.
Okay, Adel. Very funny, first of all. Very funny.
Thank you, sir.
Let's assume.
Cookie from Daddy? Cookie from Daddy, please.
Daddy's out of cookies, but Daddy has some milk.
This is never mind. Such a gross show. Was it always this gross, or am I just like waking up?
I'm waking up. This show was always gross.
Welcome to the real show.
So I'll give you, this is a clue. It was presented as a clue, but I think it's really just more information about the riddle. And the clue just says, are you stranded on a desert island without a watch, clock, or phone? Answer, yes. So you don't have a watch, you don't have a clock, you don't have a phone, you don't have any other means to keep this time.
Is it like by the sun's position in the sky or a sundial or counting? Could you just count seconds like a normal person?
Like a normal person.
You got to do it with the measuring of the burning rope. There's two pieces of rope, you said, though?
You do have two pieces of rope. Yes, that is correct, Aaron.
And I'm sorry, it did say we have to use the rope in the matches?
I think you can infer that from the fact that that's the only tools that the riddle gives you.
Well, hold on. Am I crazy? Have we not done riddles before? Have you heard some of the riddles we've done? Come on.
I would advise you, counselor, to use the rope and the flame.
Sustained.
Two lengths of rope. Each rope takes an hour to burn from end to end, but they're not. It's not like uniform, so it's not like, you know, each section is only going to take 15 minutes because they have different lengths of rope. So you have to know how you can measure 15 minutes.
Gotcha. Burn one length of rope and then divide by four?
Burn one length of rope and then divide by four.
Burn one, and when it gets to the halfway point, start burning the other one.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Burn one, and then when it gets to the halfway point, start burning the other one?
Oh, you're right. It's bad.
Yeah, it's going to be something like that. It's going to be like when you set each one on fire.
Okay, it's something like that. That's, I mean, it could be something like that.
Maybe you set them both
on
fire.
One end. Yeah. Go ahead, Al.
Set them both on fire at the same time, eyeball it, and just kind of make an informed decision of like, that one felt right. Guttural instinct.
I do love the eyeball method.
Oh, this is tough.
You light both ends of it on fire at the exact same time.
Okay, Aaron, you said light both ends of it on fire at the exact same time?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one rope or both ropes?
One rope.
Okay. I love that. So that is the step one that we are looking for.
Okay, but now that happens.
And
then have it light the other one when it gets, I don't know.
No. Okay. So you're absolutely correct with lighting one rope.
Okay. So
from both ends to start, but there's another part to this. What are you doing with that second rope?
Using it to measure.
I mean, I know, but I don't want to say.
Say it.
I prefer not to.
Adam, I love that impulse. Keep that one to yourself.
I am.
That's a thought. That's a thought that goes right into your own brain.
100% am. 100% am.
Great.
Okay. So.
So you're letting one rope by the by both ends.
Yes.
Which means that you're going to get like 30 minutes until it's burnt up, right? Because it's from both ends. But you got to do something to that second rope.
Maybe as soon as one of the flames on the first rope you started burning hits the middle, then you light the other one?
Yeah.
No, you got to light the second. That is not correct.
Okay.
I will say.
I had to try.
I'm trying to think. Let me see if I can give you another hint. Let me see if there's another hint that I can give you. Well, you already got it. You already got, because one of the hints says, can you measure out 30 minutes using one rope? And you can, because you already got that. That's 30 minutes lighting both ends of the first rope.
Yeah.
So how do you get 15? Because you're trying to get 15. So you got 30 on one rope.
And then you cut that burnt piece of rope in half.
You don't have a knife.
Yeah, cut it.
Oh. You don't have a knife. You don't have a knife.
You fold it.
Well, teeth are little knives.
Teeth are little knives.
I'm confused.
Sounds like a murder mystery book.
Oh, you light the other one from the middle. I'm joking.
No, Aaron, you are correct in that you light the other one. As soon as you light the first one, you light the second one, but you don't light it from the middle.
Light it in one end.
Yeah, okay, great.
I want to see a scene. The two of you are...
I love this one so much.
It's hard.
The two of you are friends who are on like a little sailboat. Your sailboat crashed on an island. It's like 10 days later and it's just you two on this island. You can't get off. You can't call for help. And you've drank a lot of salt water. Mm-hmm. And now you're both a little haggard, a little losing your mind, and you're trying to tell the time.
I spy with my little eye something that is my friend whose face is melting.
Bleeder, bleeder, bleeder. Oh, hold on. Let me reboot the computer. Touch my belly, poke my belly.
I have an idea. You know how we're dying to know what time it is? What if we...
I'm not dying.
You're not dying either. Are you dying?
No, my organs aren't shutting down. I still have pancreas.
Me neither. A huge clump of my hair didn't just come out in my hand just now. Like, look it in my hand. It never happened. Nothing.
I didn't see that.
So I think we should just at the same time try to yell noon. And if we yell it at the same time, that means it's noon. And if we yell it at different times, it means it's not noon.
What about this?
Okay.
If we're both still single when we turn 40.
Okay.
You and I adopt a tortoise.
Okay.
And we raise it. It's platonic. Nothing happens physically unless we want it to. We have
rules. You're my cherished friend. And plus, I don't want to, if we ever break up, for the tortoise to have to deal with that.
Because they live longer than us.
They live longer than us.
Ready? Tortoises heal trauma. Yes.
Noon.
Ooh.
Okay, it's not noon then. All right, so we ruled out noon.
So let me cross off noon from the sand.
All right, so it's not noon.
Ow! Oh,
now what is this?
I just poked the sand. Let me poke it again.
Ow!
Oh, okay, good. The sand is talking. That's good.
That's good. We have a new friend.
So that means things are normal.
Sand picks up guitar.
The Star Spangled Manners.
Ah, the Star Spangled Manners. This is a good song.
One. Oh, so it's not 1 p.m.
So it's not 1. Let me cross that off. 1. Oh, okay. Two. It's not two. Hold on. Okay. Let's do a countdown. Okay? Three. Two.
Two.
One.
Three.
Three.
It's not three.
It's not three. It can't be three. If we're both still single by the time we're 50.
We're 40.
See.
I think they're going to make it.
Thanks, Jen. Aaron, we were so close before we hit that scene.
Okay, so you burn one rope from both ends at the same time, and then you burn the...
And that gets you 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you start burning the second rope at the same time that you start burning those.
Uh-huh.
So then what do you do when 30 minutes has elapsed and that first rope has burnt away?
You fold it in half.
It's gone.
Oh.
It's burnt. It's crumbled. It's ash.
But you fold that next little bit in half.
You don't need to fold.
You turn. You have it turn. You have it. What do you do with it? Tell me what the answer is.
Would you like me to tell you the answer?
Yes.
I can't tell you the answer. Okay. So you have the one rope. You let it at both ends. And the second rope, you let it at one end. When the first rope is done, it's burned out, mm-hmm. 30 minutes will have elapsed of the second rope. And then you just light it at the other end. So when both of those ends burn out, that's 15 minutes.
I still don't understand.
Oh, I see. I get it.
Because to meet in the middle, if you only have 30 minutes of rope left and you light both ends, they're going to meet at the middle at exactly 15 minutes.
But I thought it didn't burn evenly.
But it doesn't matter because when it hits the center point, if they're both burning, you know, at the same length,
when they meet
no matter
other.
If it's a little bit over or a little bit here, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be 15 minutes.
They're not going to meet right in the middle.
Okay.
They might not. They may. Hey,
they might.
They may meet right in the middle.
That was a good riddle, I guess.
Hey, can I just say, I don't have to understand it for it to be right.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. They say, hope you enjoyed the puzzies. So let's do a quick check-in. Did you guys enjoy?
No, but I appreciate them.
Okay. And Aaron?
I enjoyed it, but I am yawning.
Just a big yawn from Aaron.
Yeah.
I asked that question. I gave plenty of time, and I was nowhere near that big yawn.
Yep. I enjoyed it.
I got to say, it's 2021. I enjoyed the hell out of those riddles. I loved those riddles. Now, I didn't have to answer them. So more beneficial for me, but I fucking adored those riddles.
They were good. I still like riddles.
Not bad. Still like riddles. Legally, we have to say that. We still like riddles.
All right. Lawyer, a dog wearing a very fine cape who is the best lawyer in the country.
Uh-huh.
We won't say which country. We will not say which country. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And when he was Rookie of the Year at Vice, he fell and broke one of his legs, and now he runs real fast.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to mention that.
Yeah. These next riddles come from a person who, again, did not give me permission to use their name because this was from a time when we simply were not asking for that. We just weren't asking for it. They say, I came up with this riddle years ago. And keep in mind, this is in 2018. They came up with this riddle years ago, and everyone hates it. Not us. We love it. So I figured it's perfect for a podcast where three people who hate riddles. Nope. Okay. In 2018, maybe true, but now we all love them. So update your email.
We've changed.
Try to solve terrible riddles and get angry at the answer. You got the wrong podcast, Fred. It's a completely different show. It's a show that is nothing like the show that you're describing. It's they also said, I'd like it if you could all do this riddle together. So don't check the answer ahead of time if you can help it. And then I got to say, not a chance. We do have to screen these because sometimes we get emails from people and they have some colorful language in their riddles that we prefer not to say on the show. So we do read these ahead of time.
I forgot the first few episodes we used to do it where we all didn't know the answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yeah. It worked when we were like kind of picking out the riddles. Sometimes I would say there are some results that may vary. Here we go. Here's the riddle.
Okay.
You are in an empty room with four solid walls, a solid ceiling, and a solid floor.
Solid.
Solid as a rock. There are no windows or doors.
Okay.
How can you leave this room?
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
And I don't want to pooch the answer, but I have to ask, is this one where it's like you look in a mirror and you see what you saw, you take the saw, you da-da-da-da, and that's how we get babies?
There is a riddle that does explain perfectly how we get babies. Yeah. Adele and I still have not heard it, so if you ask us how, we will not have any idea.
Yeah, we're in the fucking dark.
We're in the absolute dark, which, by the way, hardest place to get a baby is the dark. What you want is the stork. Stork? Stork.
Stork.
Okay. Tony's doesn't matter.
No, okay.
But it is not that riddle. It is not that riddle. We have done that riddle on the show. None of us remember exactly how it goes, but it is not that riddle.
Okay.
So great question.
Is the word solid matter in this?
Huh. I mean, I don't necessarily know that it's like super operative to help you, but it is important to know that these are not like walls that you can just like walk through or something like that.
Are they ice walls and you have to melt them?
Ooh.
Aaron, that is really that. So that would make solid very operative. That is a great guess, but they're not ice walls.
Do hot breath on the ice walls.
Now, hot breath on the ice walls, that sounds like a Panic at the Disco song.
Hot breath on the ice.
Breath so hot on the walls of ice and hot ice breath walls.
Got it. It's
the name of my one woman show.
Ooh.
Yeah, I wear ice skates as an artistic choice. It's kind of exhausting because
is that how you broke both your ankles?
Is that how I broke both my ankles?
I love how you don't answer.
Yeah, is that how I broke both my ankles?
And you drag your feet away?
Yeah.
No, it is not breaking ankles on ice walls, Aaron. That is a really... Did you guys want some hints? We have hints.
I'd like to see a quick scene.
Oh, I would love to honor that request, my friend.
I like to see Aaron playing a character who's doing a one-woman show.
Thank God.
It can be called anything. It doesn't have to be called Hot Breath and Assholes.
Woo! Taking a break!
And JPC,
oh, man.
JPC, I want you to be the one audience member who showed up.
Hey, Jill?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm far too sick to go on stage. I'm throwing up. Oh, I'm passing out. You're my understudy. You have to go on for me.
They sold a ticket. This is the first time we've sold a ticket.
I'm dead, though. I'm laying down. Good night. You have to go on for me.
Okay. Okay, Jill, you've been planning for this your whole life. This moment is everything to you. You moved to L.A. because you were the hottest person in Toledo.
She's killing it out there. It's the beginning of the show. She's doing such a good job.
And now is your chance to shine. To shine. The shining. The shining. Here's Johnny. Johnny. Skin my knee. 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 Nay. Nay. I'm a horse. Hey is for horses. Hey. I'm a horse. I'm walking here. Dustin Hoffman. Dustin Hoofman. Hoof. Hoof, hoof, huff, paint. Huff, paint. I'm from Indianapolis. I huff, paint. Sir, where are you from? Sir, where are you from?
Me? I'm just the stagehand. Let me know when you want the curtain up.
No, never. The show takes place behind a curtain. Iron curtain. Iron wall. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
Okay, up.
Wally, up.
Raise the roof.
The roof.
They're killing it. They're getting all their lines right. This is amazing.
Hey, I thought you were dead. Hey, swap. It's not too late. Swap.
Walls, knee, nay, I'm a horse.
I already did that. I already did all that.
Here, cheer. Cheer for me. Cheers. New Year's cheers. Why do we celebrate a new year? Joe, I can't do this.
Okay, tag out. Tag me in. New Year's. Cheers and beers. Tears for fears.
Pardon me.
Huh?
My name is Edward Nierheimer. I'm the theater reviewer for a little, publication called the New York Times. And I just have to say,
yes?
After watching what I just watched for 3 minutes, I think I'm in the wrong movie. I paid for a ticket to see The Green Knight.
Faces, worn out places.
So if you could, I think the usher didn't really know where he was taking me. I went to a whole different building.
We did it, everybody. That was a great opening night. The guy who played the stagehand.
I want to thank R&B musician Usher for being here to lead this man to his seat. Usher, do you have any albums to promote?
Yeah.
So you do?
No.
See.
Yeah. You do? No.
Okay, you guys are no closer to solving this riddle.
Aww.
Yeah, well, it's true.
You used our fun against us.
Yeah, I did.
Come on, man. Don't use our fun against us.
Okay, so four solid walls, a solid ceiling, and a solid floor. How do you get out of the room?
No windows or doors. How can you leave this room?
Okay, so you go into a trance and you mentally escape.
Oh, okay.
Or is it like him's a ghost?
You are not a ghost.
Okay.
And the escape is physical.
Okay. You're who
it is not a mental escape. Well, I mean, I just tell you if you too. Yes.
No, but I want.
Oh, what were the two hints?
You do not not a ghost, and it's a physical escape.
Okay.
You do not need anything difficult, strenuous, or especially time consuming to get out of this room. That is your first hint.
Okay.
Your second hint is you are not a prisoner in this room. You are not trapped in this room. You are free to come and go as you wish.
It's an elevator.
Aaron, is it an elevator? No, because there are no doors. Hmm. What would an elevator with no doors be?
Is it a bouncy house?
Is it a well?
It is not a well because there is a ceiling. Hmm. It is not a bouncy house at all. Although I guess...
Is it a gingerbread house?
I don't think
I'd like
it could
to see
be...
A scene.
It could be so many different types of houses that I don't think guessing the specific type of house is really going
to
help you.
Okay.
I'd like to see a scene. You are a couple. This is your first time living together and you live in a gingerbread house.
We have leaks again. Robert.
Okay. Well,
to get up on the roof, buddy.
Well, you know, first of all, I'd have to go into the kitchen, bake a new batch, and we're out of brown sugar. So, I got to make a run to Jewel Osco.
Oh, fuck. Well, I would go to Jewel Osco, but my entire wardrobe, the entire closet, is covered in icing. So, all my clothes are ruined.
Look, I'm sorry, but the contractor had 5 stars on Andy's list, so he said he was great with icing.
Did you say Andy's list?
I said Kanji's list.
Ah. Do you find that at sponsors? Listen, I am so tired of the animals bursting through our walls. I can't go outside anymore because there's a whole zoo nibbling at our house.
We got a great deal, okay? Traditional houses cost traditional money. And we have jobs that don't generate a lot of traditional income, okay?
Okay, fine. But here's the one thing I do. If I'm going to stay in this house and I want to make this work, the one
sure,
thing I want to
I want to make it work. I love you.
Robert, the one thing I need you to do is I need you to go upstairs. I need you to wake up our child and tell our daughter that you baked her.
Okay.
Tell her she's a baked child.
First of all, I would love to go upstairs, but you know the only thing that can support the weight of those stairs are the baked child feet.
Mom, Dad.
She's awake.
There are ants in my bed again.
Oh, hey, Gumdrop.
Okay, Gumdrop. You know what? Well, let's just, we'll get another can of Gingerade, and you can just spray it, and it'll kill the ants. There's going to be ants. It's the summertime, honey. It's okay.
Can I ask you guys a personal question?
Of anything. Anything, sweetie.
A personal question?
Do you ever have the impulse to eat yourself? Maybe it's the age I'm at, but I just want to lean down and take a big old bite out of my arm.
There was an age where I had enough kind of flexibility. I think I was still growing in a way that I did try to eat myself. I got pretty close.
No, come on.
I did. I got close.
Okay.
I got close because I was more flexible back then.
Okay, fine. Yes, sweetie, we've all had that.
I'm not claiming that I did it.
Yeah.
That would be insane because obviously you've seen what I'm working with. There's no way that I could do it.
And I didn't take it to a gross place. I just said I was going to eat my arm.
Well, we did. Oh, your arm.
Oh, your arm. Oh.
Yeah.
No. Honey, you don't want to eat your arm.
Ah.
Oh, sweetie.
It's okay. She doesn't have teeth.
Why don't I have teeth?
Because we don't want you to hurt yourself. Sweetie, are you wiping? Because there's a trail of crumbs all behind you.
I hate it here.
Well, okay, well.
Don't go outside.
I'm running. Run.
Ooh.
Oh, she's running as fast as she can.
Yeah, that horse is faster.
Oh.
See?
Of all the animals in the forest, I didn't expect a horse.
Yep.
Horses love candy.
Oh, an old forest horse. Hey, old forest horse. That's going to be my new insult. You fucking forest horse.
Forest horse and four scores a gore.
Life is like a forest horse. Now, you may not believe it to hear, but I could run like the wind blows.
So the answer is not a forest horse. Surprise, surprise.
Okay. So it's not a type of house, you're saying?
It could be so many different types of houses it's not going to really help you with how to exit this place.
And it's not something where it's like it's made of glass, which is solid, but then you could bust through it or something.
I will say the specific word wording of this riddle gives you all the information that you need. You're not looking for like a hidden thing. And I'll read it to you one more time.
Yes, please.
It's the specific wording that will help you here.
Okay.
You are in an empty room with four solid walls, a solid floor, and a solid ceiling. There are no windows or doors. How can you leave this room?
Staircase to the attic?
Interesting. No staircase. There's no staircase. Okay. I would say that there's no like furniture or anything. This room is just completely empty.
It's empty.
Is it a room we know of? Is it a specific kind of room?
No, it's not a specific kind of room in that it could just be any kind of room. Like it could be like a bouncy castle type of thing. It doesn't matter. It's like, yeah, it's not, it doesn't rely on a specific room. There's a third hint. Do you want the third hint?
Mm-hmm. Are the walls and ceiling and floor all connected?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Walls and ceiling and floor are all connected, like, you know, however many corners that is, eight corners.
Aaron, I'm out of ideas. Let's hear that hint.
You crawl through it.
No. Well, I mean, you could. Yes, you could crawl. I mean, that you wouldn't necessarily have to, but you could. The third hint, I think, gives it away. So I will read it. Okay. The room may have had a door at some point or may have been intended to have a door, though not necessarily. Regardless, the room does not have a door at this point.
It has a doorway.
Bing, 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 bing.
Oh, that's so dumb.
There's no door.
But I love riddles.
There's a door. Aaron, we will let you take it again if you want to take that again.
I love riddles.
Say your mantra that we learned.
Adel and JPC are very nice. They are very good people.
I just want to say, I would never have Aaron say that. I gave Aaron, the day we met, I gave her a gun with one bullet in it. And I said, shouldn't there be two? And I said, no, this is for me. That's for me.
You'll know when it's time.
You'll know when, and it's the second anything happens. This is when you ditch me forever, and you're like, I don't know that guy. I blew that dude away. Away.
Blew that dude away.
Yes.
Disgusting. No, my mantra is, this is great. Riddles are great. I do love being on the show, but that riddle was stinky. I have to be honest. That riddle was stinky.
Somebody should have done a courtesy solve before we got into that riddle.
We love that riddle. So I want to honor this riddle with a scene. So we're going to do a scene from the major motion picture Titanic, whatever would have made me think of this. But we're going to do a scene. Listen to Patreon, patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. We're going to do a scene from the major motion picture Titanic, where Aaron, the Titanic is sinking. It has sunk. You two are looking. You two are both lost in the water. What are the characters? It's like Jack and
Diane. Little story about Jack and Diane.
Jack and Diane.
It's Sam and Diane.
You're Sam and Diane. One of you is a professional baseball player. The other one was like going to be married. I can't remember. Cheers.
Yep.
She's like a psychiatrist or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. She was like a psych student. Yeah. Okay, she was like dating her professor in a really weird way.
Which was Frasier,
doesn't
right?
age well.
Did she date Frasier? Yeah. No? Yes.
Was it Frasier? Or was it? No, it was a different guy. Frasier
she dates
came
Frasier
later. She does.
But it's not the original guy.
Was Night Court a spinoff of Cheers?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, thank you so much.
So, you're Sam and Diane. The Titanic has sunk. You're in the water. And you have just found an empty door frame. And you're trying to use that.
Oh, well, this isn't very helpful. Scene.
No complaints.
Hold on. Yeah, going into the shelf. Getting a big jar of my own medicine, one big spoonful.
How does it taste?
Not very good. I knew it. Too sticky.
Here's your gun and your bullet back. I don't need this anymore.
Thank you. I will need both of these.
Thank God you said scene, because I was going to say, this is just like the seventh inning against the Yankees. I can't get out.
Oh, nice.
Because remember, so Sam was a Boston Red Sox pitcher.
So handsome and tall.
I think Ted Danson is a handsome man, and I will go to my grave saying that.
Controversial.
And people will say, the guy died 50 years ago. What are you talking about? Why are you still talking about this? Uh-huh. Guys, I got to ask you.
Yes.
We've had fun. We had fun with these riddles. We all love these riddles. But now it is time for a little something that we call plugs. But before we get into plugs, I have something that I want to plug. And it's very rare that we get to plug a project that the entire show actually took part on. And that is something that is coming out today. What? If you are a fan of the show Rude Tales of Magic, or if you've never heard Rude Tales of Magic, you can check it out. The three of us are in a riddle-centric episode of Rude Tales of Magic. It is out today. So if you're listening on the day that this comes out, go check out that Rude Tales of Magic episode. I gotta say, they were an absolute fucking blast to record with. They were so fun. They had such good energy. It was just a joy.
What a great night that was.
That show is so, so funny. So even if you don't want to listen to our episode, listen to a episode. It's so great.
If you are the person who is listening to this show and says, I do not like these three people, but I do love the kind of the general idea of what this could be, you're going to love that episode. That show.
I have so little self-confidence that I had to give people a reason not to listen. It's so good. They're so good. But yeah. Should I start my plugs?
Adel, please start away.
Oh, boy. I want to plug the idea of calling someone a forest horse.
Okay.
I also want to plug, maybe this year for Halloween, we see Goth Santa, and there's some new fun traditions there.
Can't wait.
Oh, also, I'm watching two shows I think everyone should watch that are so, so funny and have been an absolute delight over the past few weeks. The Comeback on HBO. I'd never heard of it before.
It's a classic.
Alice Stanley, a friend of ours, said to watch it, and it is absolutely brilliant. So, so good. And then I would also recommend, if you haven't watched already, please watch the other two. Season two is out now on HBO, but I think you can find season one there as well. Aaron, do you have anything?
Oh, yeah. Well, I just got to say, the other two makes me laugh out loud at least once an episode. The writing on that show is actually really, really, really fucking funny. It's a really good show.
So good. And friend of the show, Drew Tarver, is one of the leads so far.
Yeah.
Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
The other two is so good, so check that out. But nothing to plug. Just looking for new podcast recommendations for myself. So if you have a podcast that you really love, message me, Aaron Keefe 10, on Instagram, and I would be really, really grateful for that.
JPC, anything to plug?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for asking, JPC. You can follow me at twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. At the time of this episode coming out, I'm back streaming, baby. It's all streams all the time, so come on over to the Twitch channel, say hi, and if you're the one person who canceled their Patreon because I was mean to you apparently in the stream, you're still not welcome. So I don't know what I said to you. I do know that you canceled your Patreon over it, but you're still not welcome in that Twitch stream.
Whoa,
that
something happened.
It just applies to you. Everybody else is cool. You can't come.
Oh, no.
JPC, there's a story there. But more importantly to me, what album recently did you listen to on Bill Buds, your podcast, that you really enjoyed?
I will say that we did an episode about Taylor Swift's Folklore, and you know I fucking loved that album in 2020. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Returning to it, still fucking great.
So good.
Sweet. I'm glad I asked.
I'm glad that you asked as well.
Aaron, I don't know if you know this. Recently, if you follow Taylor Swift on TikTok, she has a bunch of fun cats, and she got a new cat that's a little bit different than the rest, and it has four solid legs, a solid head, and a solid tail, but no windows or doors. Mm-hmm. Do you know its name?
It's a dog named Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Waka waka, kids!
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keefe and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, Omelets and Spoons. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Clue Crew. We do a long-form improv episode that all takes place in a diner. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog by joining the Patreon at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle with the Clue Crew at $5 a month or the Review Crew at $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.